Well, I think we ought to go back to what those people at Stevenage were saying, and if you travel at 7:30 in the morning into Moorgate from Stevenage or somewhere like that, you can understand why they'd like lower season tickets. But it's something called the problem of the peaks, to use an industry bit of jargon there. What that means is that it's the peak demand that decides how much the railway needs to buy in the way of trains, platforms, lines, and indeed staff. So if you've got a big spiky peak early in the day, that decides how much equipment you need. That is what decides your total costs. That's why, traditionally, commuters in the morning pay more.
But why, then, is it being said today that perhaps we could see commuters or just people who use the trains off-peak pay more fare prices too? Does that make sense to you?
Not entirely. And I'd like to see the report before I actually say whether or not I understand it. But as we've heard it, it doesn't make complete sense, because at the moment there is in fact differential pricing on South West trains, which go out of Waterloo down to Hampshire and places like that. They have three levels of fare. They have the early morning peak fare, they have a mid-morning middle fare, and then later in the day they have a cheaper fare before they go back to expensive in the evening again. I don't know how much evidence there is that that's really helped. And to be honest, what I think this will do, if you did have, for example, three ranges of fares from Luton or Stevenage into London, I think people who don't have to travel at 9:30 will just wait till midday. Then they'll travel, because they're not going to work, are they? They're travelling for leisure purposes, and we can all change our plans to save a few pounds. So if what we're hearing is right, then I'm dubious about that proposal.
There will be people on their way to London right now, sat on the train doing the commute in, who pay an astronomical amount of money to do the pleasure of that journey every single day. There will be others who use the train, as you say, for leisure. If the prices do go up on the fares, can it really be justifiable?
Well, what concerns me is if you put up the fare from, say, Luton to London in the mid-morning, you may well get fewer people travelling. So you've reduced the number of people travelling, your revenue will stay flat. Where's the point in that?
And also, a lot of money has been already put into these 12-car platforms across the Thames Link route. Are we not just saying, don't travel at all? Why don't the government say, look, we think too many people are travelling, we can't afford to increase any of our capacity, let's just say, please don't travel, buy a CD, go to the theatre, go and see your friends round the corner instead.
Well, I suppose it could be seen as that, but what is certainly true is that demand for all forms of transport is rising, and do you know the railways are now busier than they've been in peacetime since the 1920s, and because the network is a lot smaller than it was in those days, arguably every mile, every kilometre of track is busier than it's ever been before. That demand doesn't seem to be faltering. It rose by about 6% last year, and that was on the back of a recession. So the government is wondering how it can cope. The answer, I suppose, could be big investment, but we're not in a time where there's big investment available. I think this morning's report's going to be fascinating. If you're a commuter, I wouldn't go out and dive in the river just yet. I would wait for the report and see what it really says. But I think this idea of off-peak fares going up, I'm not convinced from what I hear, but let's see the real report.
Picking up on what Simon says, though, we're not in a time now possibly to invest, but give it 3 years ago, we were in a great position to invest in the railways, and still those investments weren't made to make it to this. People still complained about public transport and about the railways. Is it just a case of, as Simon said, they don't want us to be using these railways? If they did, they would have put the money into them.
Well, just to disagree with you, that's exactly what was happening. Simon's just referred to 12-car platforms at all the stations along the Thames Link
line. But it wasn't enough, was it? Because
yes, but that was an investment made. Forgive me, that was an investment that was decided on 3 years ago, because there's always a long lead time. So you don't say, let's put 12 cars on every station between Finsbury Park and Cambridge, or every station between Kentish Town and Bedford. You don't do that overnight. We are indeed seeing now the results of investment decided on several years ago. What's a bit scary is what happens next.
In 3 years' time.
Yes.
When nothing's been done about
Possibly.
It.
Possibly.